Hi guys, welcome to the Darling Rage podcast. I'm your host, Molly. So happy to be talking to you today. Again, I wanted to pop in here and talk a little bit about something that is really important to me. And that is the idea of leaning into the process. Leaning into the process. And by process, we can be talking about a lot of different things, but today I'm going to be talking about the process that is creativity and making something. Art making specifically, I'll be talking about my experiences in painting and mixed media as a visual artist, but these things, you know, the process is messy, no matter what it is, whether it's life or art or a business or anything that involves learning, which is pretty much everything as human beings. So let's get into it, shall we? I was reading something, a really great paragraph out of this book, Art and Fear, Observations on the Perils and Rewards of Art Making by David Bales and Ted Orland. And I just wanted to share a paragraph with you guys and then kind of break it down and talk about how it relates to leaning into the messy process, having patience, showing up daily, that sort of thing. So he says, if you're like most artists we know, you're probably accustomed to watching your work unfold smoothly enough for long stretches of time until one day, for no immediately apparent reason, it doesn't. Hitting that unexpected riff is commonplace to the point of cliche, yet artists commonly treat each recurring instance as somber evidence of their own personal failure. Can anyone relate? Nominees for leading role in a continuing artist funk are, number one, you've entirely run out of new ideas forever, or number two, you've been following a worthless dead-end path the whole time. And the winner is, fortunately, neither. One of the best-kept secrets of art making is that new ideas come into play far less frequently than practical ideas, ideas that can be reused for 1,000 variations, supplying the framework for a whole body of work rather than a single piece. And likewise, fear that you've been doing the wrong ideas is merely the downside variant of common fantasies about the way things could have been. The promise of paths not taken is that our work is really more than it appears, that it would shine through better if only things had been a little different. Confronting a disappointing piece, one somehow wants to disown it, to say, that's not what I meant to do, I should have made it larger or maybe smaller, if only I'd had more time or money or hadn't used that stupid green paint. We'd all love to squirm out of this one, but the undeniable fact is that your art is not some residue left when you subtract all the things you haven't done. It is the full payoff for all the things you have done. One might as well wish for indulgence to go back and pick better numbers for last week's lottery. So basically what they're talking about in this passage is the life of an artist, right? The life of a creative person, that you have so many times throughout your career, even throughout the course of a day, where you hit a plateau, or as they put it, a rift. And you're just not grooving, and it's not clicking, and you don't know what you're doing wrong, and you don't know how to move forward or back, and suddenly that comparison and self-doubt creeps in, and you all of a sudden realize, what am I even doing? And then you can go really easily into that downward spiral of, this is shit, everything I make is shit, what am I doing, who do I think I am, etc. And I don't know about you, but I have definitely experienced this. In fact, this has been my experience for the past 9 months of my artistic career. So I work primarily in abstract expressionism, painting, and mixed media now. And I have had ebbs and flows where I have loved my work and I felt like I'm in the groove and I'm producing a lot and I've hit my stride and I've found my style and everything is great. And then you just get to a day, which was for me around 9 months ago, when all of a sudden you look at what you're doing and you feel this disconnect, this rift, like they're talking about, right? And this can be for anything, right? Your life, your business, whatever. But we're talking about creativity here today. And you're like, well, what the hell? Has all of what I've been doing been wrong? And the answer is no. And The answer is not that you're a failure and that you suck. It's just this is part of the normal ebb and flow of the creative life and the process of creativity. So, speaking of the process, it is messy. It doesn't always look like crazy productivity with everything working out great. And there is a much higher percentage of crap or crappy work that you have to make in order to get to that smaller percentage of great work. And that requires you to really lean into the process and lean into that season, that rift of just feeling kind of lost and not really feeling it, but showing up anyway. So to give you a personal example, I one day 9 months ago just looked at my canvas and realized I feel disconnected from this. I feel like I've hit a plateau. I've done all that I can with this iteration of my work, with this idea, with this type of thing. And I feel like I need a new direction and a fresh iteration of my style, but I just don't know what that is and I don't know how to get there. And there was a lot of self-doubt and a lot of kind of a numb feeling towards my work, honestly. For a long time, up until very recently, I was still showing up and making work, but I was feeling a lot of apathy towards it. And I think that the difference between someone who's serious about their art as a profession and really leaning into your creativity and someone who isn't is that you have to be willing to show up and do the work and keep on playing and keep on experimenting even in those dry or dark times when it doesn't feel like you're really making much of anything that you yourself connect with or that anyone connects with. You feel like you're kind of lost in the sauce, right? Because to be honest, as David and Ted said in this little paragraph that I read to you, is that the undeniable fact is that your art isn't some special bit left over from the process. It is the result of the entire process, all of it, right? All of the patience and all of the hard work and blood, sweat, and tears, good moments and bad moments, all of those things, right? Your existence in the realm of creativity is a journey. And there's a lot of unpleasant parts of that that you have to be willing to push through, to lean into the pain, to lean into the process. And as I'm talking about that, I'm reminded again of my life mantra that I have talked to you guys about time and time again, but that quote of be curious, not judgmental. Thank you, Walt Whitman. Be curious, not judgmental. I could have chosen to stay in a state of feeling sorry for myself when that moment came that I felt, you know, separated from my work and I didn't feel connection to it. I could have chosen to be judgmental about that moment in time, right? And about that reaction. I could have been like, well, my judgment on this is that I must have just been making shit this whole time and I suck and I shouldn't be an artist and who do I think I am and what do I think I'm doing and I just should quit right now. That would be the extreme version, right, of me being judgmental towards that dry period. But instead, I chose to be curious. I chose to say, hey, wait a minute. I feel so disconnected from my work. What can I do to try to find my voice again? And how can I play with this? What would happen if I tried this thing? What would happen if I tried that thing? What about that? That didn't work, but that little piece of this thing worked. And it ended up being a slow build of experimentation, being informed by my previous works, and then being informed by the messy experimental process that was the last 9 months of me just trying shit and seeing what I thought would work. I have made so much bad work in my lifetime and in the last 9 months, but at the end of the day, I don't even really judge that work as being quote unquote bad, because it ended up being stepping stones for me to arrive at the style and the voice that I have now as an artist, which feels completely fresh and evolved and me and everything that the Darling Rage brand is about. And I'm immensely excited about that. Now, you could look at posts on my Instagram from the last couple of days and be new there and see my work and how excited I am about it and the style, and assume that I've been doing this forever and that I just magically, you know, had this style and this has just always been in me, which it has, but it took a lot of patience and a lot of messy experimentation and a lot of just showing up and making things, even if it was crap, day in and day out for the last 9 months, to come to this place where I finally feel like I'm in a flow state again, and I finally feel like I've unlocked a new level of Molly, a new level of my work, a new level of the Darling Rage, right? And it also speaks to this idea of the fact that there are no overnight successes. Everyone talks about the overnight success like, oh, look at her stuff, it's so amazing, you know, she's selling her, she's got a gallery show coming up, there's all this stuff happening in her life, like, lucky her, she's just like handed everything. And it's not true. Every single time you see a quote-unquote overnight success, it's an iceberg, right? Where there's just a little tip. The overnight success part of it is just the very tip of the iceberg that you can see. But underneath that is years and hours and countless times of just hard work and showing up in blood, sweat, and tears. It literally does take 10,000 hours to master something, right? And I'm even still in the middle of that process, and I'm constantly evolving and learning and being curious and not judgmental. But that's essentially what I want to encourage you guys about today, is that the process is not easy, and it's gonna have ebbs and flows, and you need to choose to lean in and get curious and play and experiment and try new things. And don't be afraid to fail and fail forward, because that's how we learn and that's how we evolve and that's how we grow. And it's beautiful. And it's what, you know, the Darling Rage is all about, that you are enough in this messy process of life. You are darling and so loved right in the rage of the messy process, right? So that's essentially the message that I wanted to bring to you guys today. Whether you're an art maker, whether you're a business person, a podcaster, a mom, a dad, all of these things are similar in that the process of life requires us to just show up daily with what we have. And also to learn to be comfortable in our own skin. And that's a whole other part of this messy process, is the more that you allow yourself to lean into the process, the more you start to uncover new bits of yourself. You learn more about yourself, and you begin to become more and more comfortable with yourself, and you learn your own voice. And that's how your style as an artist evolves. That's how a business can evolve. That's how you evolve as a mom, whatever. All those things come from learning through trial and error, through experimenting, through falling down and getting back up. That's what it is to be human and what it is to be a creative person. And the process is the good stuff. And the art or the business or whatever that comes as a result of that messy process is basically like a snapshot for you of all that good stuff. Realizing that each step you've taken has been integral in leading you to where you are. So that's it for me today. Just wanted to encourage you guys, doing a freaking fantastic job just by being. Thank you for existing. keep on keeping on. Know that I'm right in that process with you. And until I talk to you again, rage on, darlings.